wasn't that amazing, Gene? Didn't I know a lot?
Wow. Wow.
That was a wow.
Wow. There's so much, it's hard to even comment, Bob. It's just, there's so much new information in there. And,
right, and Madeline was here, and then she goes. So get in here, Madeline. You were here for a while, listening. Come in and talk.
And she's probably still awake, yeah. Just give her a little bit. Cause
no,
you,
Madeline was there
an hour
20
and a
seconds
half.
Ago. She was there 20 seconds ago.
Cool.
And then she disconnected when I ended. So, yeah, that was a tremendous unforeseen session. I remember now hearing the gain. So he starts, we talk about, I asked Ian about the Ottoman Empire. And then we mentioned the Mongols drive them out or they drive the Mongols out or something. Then there's a timing question. And then he says they got toppled. The Ottoman got toppled or the Mongols, I don't know what he's saying there, like the Camelot.
Yeah.
So Ion brought it up.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
I started
talking. Yeah, he said like Dealey Square off Elm Street. He said the coup of the empire with Carlos in Louisiana.
Did you type that in?
Yeah.
Incredible.
He said he didn't.
Much, go ahead. He didn't.
Ion said he didn't fall. He won. He killed Camelot.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about the toppling of the Mafia, but no, the Camelot toppled. And the Mafia won. And they're still doing great, well, up till recently. And you're typing. I don't know how you type that fast, what you type. It's pretty impressive on a typing level. Bert wrote earlier. Bob's opened the JFK's. Bob's opened the JFK story totally, y'all.
Yes. Yes. Well, Bob, I'm thinking of Bob Fest and the recordings you played
Evergreen.
Then. They were just the Evergreens. Did you remember then about this recording with Ion?
No, I have pretty well forgot about this. I really had forgotten about it. The Evergreens is all available. You can go on Ion and Bob, look up Bob's private session of the Evergreens. There's a whole section there under JFK. So you can go hear the similarities and what's slightly different. What surprised me, they were, because Ion told me something in the first days of talking to Ion, and it was very different from what the Evergreens said. So I'm not allowed to talk about that part. But then I discover this session the other night when I have to come up with the next one. Oh, here's one on JFK session. So I listened to it last night. Actually, the whole thing is so long. It took Thursday and Friday night. I said, oh, yeah, look at that. There's a lot of overlap. And then that particularity that he first told me about got cleared up in this session. I'd forgotten. So basically, I've forgotten a lot. But there's a lot of interesting overlaps, which is good.
Yes.
I don't want them to be too different.
Well, and I remember from BobFest and the recordings you played there, there was a fifth person that was not identified. There were five people.
No, they were all identified. They were all identified. I don't know. I didn't know the name of the fifth person, but I knew what department he was in. Ion wouldn't give me their name. I mean, the Evergreens wouldn't give me their name.
Okay. Marcello is new to me, but that doesn't mean any. I mean, I could have.
No, it's what. See, the House Select Committee in June 4th, 79, my father's birthday, June 4th, 79, the report came out. It all started in 75 with the Frank Church investigating the CIA after Watergate. So the Watergate led to the Frank Church things. They eventually, he eventually dies of cancer or man-made cancer. Church, but see, Watergate happens in August 74. That's when this is the anniversary of Nixon's resignation. It's on the 9th, I think, August 9th, 74. J.W. Bush is the 8th. I got, and then in 69, August 8th and 9th is the Manson murders, and then a week later is Woodstock. Now, 5 years later in 74, Nixon goes down. And Roselli is killed in 75. Giancana is killed in 76. So the Frank Church Committee started in 75 anyways, a few months after Gerald Ford became president. So throughout 75, 76, 77, there was a lot of interest in the Kennedy assassination because they were reinvestigated, the whole thing. And they didn't get, I think the House Select was another department investigating in 78, 79. And they concluded on June 4, 79, that they could not, they didn't have perfect evidence, but it looked like it was the mafia. So in general, people, if they're semi-informed, know that Marcello is to be blamed. So that's not new. What is new, what the Evergreens tell us and what Ian tells us, is the overlay of the CIA and the FBI and the Secret Service.
And
nobody
Garrison.
Wants to admit that. Nobody wants to admit the government did it.
Right.
The government
did
do it. They allowed Marcello to do it. They helped him do it.
Well, there's more detail there. That was implied with the Evergreens, too, that the government was involved.
The Evergreens gave a lot of detail.
But Ian provided more detail.
Yep.
And then the interesting thing was Garrison, that's what turned Garrison when the mafia started, when they started killing the mafia in 75. That's
now, the
really...
movie, Oliver Stone's movie, makes Garrison to be a big hero.
Right. Right.
That's what JFK's about. It's about Garrison. And yet it turns out he was compromised.
Yeah, yeah. But that...
That'd be a hard thing for people to believe, because a lot of people like Garrison. Some people who were insiders knew the CIA connection. They would try to defame Garrison by saying he helped Marcello, but many people didn't believe that. But it turns out he did. But he tried to get on the CIA level, but he didn't. Didn't work with Clay Shaw. Now, we're going to get into May Brussel here. May went in 67, went and volunteered. Many volunteers went to see Garrison, helped him. She volunteered, and then when she was flying back home, the Secret Forces took her off the plane. So you'll hear that when we get into
it. Oh, wow. Oh, cool. Just one more thought.
And then she didn't know what that was about till she got her Freedom Information stuff about mid-70s, 8 years later. Then she found out what they thought of her. They were nervous about May. They knew she knew.
Wow, and that's all revealed in the next hour and a half.
Yeah.
And that's what Ion shares.
Well, I knew about it, but we go into it, and we get Ion's extra subtle points about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this was really good. It surprised me how good it was, re-listening to it, that it actually refined some points that the Evergreens didn't go into. And listen to this, Gene. Trump released a lot of files last October and in April this year.
Yep.
And there's a guy who did a book on it, and I posted his YouTube, and there's some neat things in there. And so some of the things he pointed out as a result of the Trump files was validated or made sense listening to Ion. But you say some things before we go into that. You were going to say
I noticed kind of a theme or a repetition in government where, like you said, Garrison turned. It seems that there's a lot of people involved that reach a point where they can't admit to the American people how deeply involved the mafia and corrupt individuals are involved in our government, how deep it is.
Yeah.
So that's when they don't.
That.
Yeah, and that's repeated.
By what? Repeated?
Well, that's something I. In a lot of those, when a government leader or someone like Garrison gets to that point where he has to make a decision, do I reveal this or do I keep it undercover? Do I just go with the status quo? You know, there's that moment where it's so intense to reveal that much information to the American public that they won't believe it, that they cave. You know, that seems to be
that's repeated. If you start proving the government, then you get big trouble. You would never have peace again.
Exactly. Yeah, I suspected that at one level and left. Just left.
What, you did?
Yeah, that's what I can relate to now, is that I suspected how deeply corrupt it was, that I couldn't
be there
anymore.
Where you were working, you mean?
Yeah.
Where you were working?
Just in state government, yeah. Human services, for God's sake.
That's why you left.
With the healthcare system. It was when the healthcare system was being brought in.
Well, let me see. What the Evergreen said was, it was justified in having the cover-up because if all the facts came out, there'd be a lot of confusion. And Ian says there's links to the JFK, to Castro and Khrushchev. There would have been at least a civil war if the truth came out.
Yeah.
And that's what I understood. That's why I was part of the cover-up. That's why I accepted the main story and thought we were doing a good thing by not pushing it, because it would have caused total social chaos. So that's where lying is useful. You know, everybody's complained about Trump lying. Well, in the world of the Android mean, everybody has to lie at some point, because it's also compromised and beyond human understanding of morality and ethics. Like McLuhan says, you can't have ethics under electric conditions. Everything's imploded and interpenetrating with everything else, that the divisions, like Finney's Wake shows, don't exist. As Finney's Wake shows, no divisions between all the institutions.
Well, and so, that's just how different your perspective is to the average American. And to the average American, to even consider that would blow their minds, you know, that's what explains
it. Now
they're
starting to get it, though. The information overload the last 40 years, many stories and TV shows, they show it all the time in TV, mm-hmm. they show it in movies, a lot of scandals and cover up. They may not be sophisticated, but nobody believes the government anymore, and they know it's corrupt, and they have a mm-hmm. general impression of it. And now they've realized the media is sort of corrupt, but some people knew that because that was part of the government. So the people are at a very good point right now of not believing anything.
Yes. Absolutely. That's
post-information
society. How many Americans wake up every day to, you know, to that realization is like, oh my God, you know, the liberals.
Well, they don't care. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what the facts are. You just figure out what facts, what I call the mythic stage. You pick your facts and you pretend to live with them and you defend them to the core and you start a political party around your mythic facts. Which is just rampant pattern recognition.
Release human creativity. Release the creation.
Massive
of
creativity.
Physical
the most creative time humanity's ever been. And why is that pattern recognition? I forget where that was going. I was going to a good conclusion. Going to a nice pattern there. What was that? I wrote this out the other day. You have to lie to get anywhere in the Android meme. The Android meme is not lying. It's just making. With no reference points, there's nothing, no ground you can match to and say, okay, we have a gold standard. And that's what James Joyce said to me through the Evergreens, that he made sure that you could never winnow or edit or refine Finney's Wake and then find the underlying fact, metaphor, symbol. He made sure that nothing was at the bottom of it. And that's the way the electric age is. Tactility is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's an interplay. It's not any noun. So that's McLuhan. He understands that. Yeah, so it's because I was not an American, it's never bothered me. But, you know, people identify with their tribe, I guess. And I was always operating on an international level, so I had no identity to the to any tribes. But you're talking about the tribal person would be find it hard to believe, because people are afraid, and they want to think something's up there protecting them. So there's got to be a good guy in the government who's going to protect you.
It's the immortal search for the good and dismissing of the
bad.
For the safe
zone. Where is the safe zone?
Yes, I'll just stay in my little safe box here. And I'll just
I'm not going outside.
Don't let me out of my box. Don't get
me out. They killed 400 people in Chicago last weekend. I'm getting the hell out of Chicago.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing. You start the conversation with, you know, the historical perspective of the Ottomans and the Mongols, and he relates it immediately to JFK's assassination. Then you go back, it goes as far back as the CIA's deal with Italy after World War II.
It's the OSS. The CIA is not formed until 47, but they come out of the OSS. And the OSS works with British intelligence, and they're working with Mussolini. You see, that's the old story of the Bush family, that they funded the Nazis in the 30s.
Right.
And they don't talk about it, but they funded Mussolini because they were all worried about Russia. So they funded any asshole that would go against Russia.
Oh, that constant fear of Russia.
Yeah. And then, because, you know, the communist revolution could win. So
in this hour and a half, Ion describes that coexistence with the old, traditional, age-old mafia from Italy that's carried into the American mafia. And so our government was never not intertwined with corrupt entities from Europe, you know, and that whole model.
Right. There always was. That's what the Skull and Bones goes back to Germany in
322. Oh,
that's their number. So, yeah, 1832, I think, is when the official Skull and Bones starts in Germany. But that's the global village. That's the telegraph coming in. It's not in yet, but the world's shrinking. So you got the British with their big plan, and you got geopolitics, and you've got the idea of, okay, well, we want that Ukrainian area, that part of the Soviet Union, has all the minerals and whatever's there, oil and stuff. So the oligarchs, after World War One, are looking at the whole planet. Okay, who's going to take over this whole thing? Because it's shrunk.
Yes.
Now, we can take over the whole thing.
Yeah, and it was divided. Right? There was the chemical aspect, and then the resources. That was part of the agreement after World War II, was who was going to go with chemical warfare, basically, and who was going to go after the resources and the oil and that. Right?
Well, I don't know. Where'd you get that from? I don't think I know that.
Oh,
reason.
From a prior show, but don't ask me to qualify it anymore.
Oh, you mean that's the one where Germany goes to Korea and someone else goes to Russia, those agreements?
Yeah, it was part of that. Yeah, it was post-World War II, and there was also a division of maybe it was on a corporate level, who was going to pursue profit and sabotage in the oil industry and who was going to go with the chemicals, the chemical warfare.
Okay, I don't remember that, but Ayn was talking about Germany aligned with North Korea. That's why the Nazis went there. And someone else aligned with China.
And then the mafia was involved. I mean, there was all kinds of people involved in the agreements World War II, apparently.
Right. Yeah, so the mafia, so the American Western intelligence got involved with the Nazis and Mussolini and the fascists. Then they kill Mussolini in 44, and then the mafia takes over from the Mussolini people. They're technically the fascists. And then you start the new world order, world government, starting to build the solar government after World War II, and the mafia ran the cities for the international oligarchy.
No, okay, and then I just remember
the Vatican.
You get
that? The mafia managed the cities.
Yes, yes. But where's the Vatican fall into all this, Bob? Because
well, they're part of the high oligarchy because the oligarchy got to look like they're important people, so they got to have a big religion around them. And the mafia worked locally, so, I mean, the Vatican was involved with all levels of it.
Right. Okay, but they were two separate entities or power divisions, the mafia and the Vatican. They weren't very close.
No, they were the same.
They were both in Italy.
Combined after World War II. As the Android means started to take over, you have the Catholic, you have the Jesuits, then you have the Freemasons or the Protestants, and then you have the Communists that come out of Marx, and then you have the Nazis that come out of the radio era, and then you have Israel, the Mossad after World War II.
There we go.
The important role of Israel in the Middle East. So those are the five parts, and the Mafia is in there too, as subsets of what. Licio Gelli, he's a major mafia guy. He worked with both the communists and the Nazis in World War II. See, so the Mafia, in a way, they're like Israel. They're in the in-between. They're in the interval between these historical figures, the Jesuits, the Freemasons, and the Marxists.
They're like the liaisons.
And the Nazis. The Mafia is in the middle because they manage the cities. So that's why they become a huge empire after World War II. And they're the reason why I am protects me and Carolyn. They're still there, Bob. Watch out.
They're your mafia now, Bob. Wow.
Yes, I'm the coming mafia. Very nice mafia. We just give you a drug and you fall asleep. you get all energized and go jogging. That's how we control the people. We energize them and they all start jogging and surfing.
Oh my God, RNA drops are the new distraction. Oh my God.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Let's see if anybody's laughing at that. Anybody here? Nope. Madeline never came back. It's just you and Nick.
Nick, South Africa.
So, yeah, you write incredible notes here. I don't know how you remember what
you're
typing.
You
must be able to type as he speaks.
Sometimes I can go that fast and then I kind of pooter out, you know.
Right.
I can't get it word for word, but no, I'm just accessing skills I had in a prior life or in another life that's still going on somewhere, right here, actually.
Look at this. Yeah, Greg, what's right here?
I'm accessing skills from another life right here now.
Yes, I see. Yeah. Mondo Rock showed up after being absent for a few weeks. I think he considers my music Mondo Rock. Greg Duffel's there. No president has had wilder hair. Get me colloidal copper, says Greg. I hear rambling. Is that the hot Hollywood goddaughter? Is Radio Free Ion a broadcast without Ion? No, it's with Ion. It's Radio Free Ion, not Radio Free Ion. Not Radio Free Ion. And Greg says, okay, enough. And I guess he left. Why have you heard the Kennedy stuff? People miss good stuff. They just don't know. They get impatient. They get de-energized and they miss incredible stuff because that was, Bert was here. He'd be saying, Bob, that blew my mind, Bob. That was incredible. Absolutely incredible, Bob, what you did there. That is incredible.
It is.
I knew enough
to
move.
It's an amazing.
To move fast.
Yeah. Amazing level of detail. And to, just the information about the three attempts, the two attempts and then the.
Yes.
Successful, the Chicago and Tampa. I'm no expert, but that's a lot of detail. The fourth shooter, in the tree.
Yes, he's the one that got killed. The Irene said that two guys were killed right after, within 48 hours. So I agreed with one of them, and then the zombie guy, he got away and got killed later. But they considered him dead anyways because he was nuts. And it was good. Oh yeah, here's a really this new book on the Trump information. The guy found this letter. Lee Harvey Oswald wrote a Mr. Hunt a few weeks before the Kennedy assassination, November 22nd in Dallas, and he says, "I need more information about what am I supposed to do? What's my role here? I need some details." So they wondered, is this the Hunt family, the Silver, tried to corner Silver in 79? Is this the H.L. Hunt or Hunt family in Dallas, or is it E. Howard Hunt, the famous CIA guy? And the author says it ain't the Silver guy, it's E. Howard Hunt, because E. Howard Hunt actually does a deathbed confession about his role in the Kennedy assassination up to a point that he gave his son. So it's being written to E. Howard Hunt, who becomes a big character in Watergate. And here's Oswald asking, what's up? Well, we now know that he went to Chicago a week before the Kennedy assassination to find out what was going on, because he was being assigned something in Dallas, but nobody was being particular with him. And the reason they weren't being particular is they thought they were going to get Kennedy in Chicago. Then they thought he was going to get him in Tampa. So that would leave Lee dangling and write that letter. So that's pretty,
yeah,
pretty good.
And he
overlap.
Was like the third. It was backup after backup because he was like the third yeah. possibility.
The and third city. If, he was the yeah. third city.
So if Kennedy had
and
been.
And then he was the guy they would let get away. And
right.
they'd kill the sniper and kill the two shooters. And Lee Harvey Oswald, who shot, he was a sniper too, but he would get away. And he got caught. So then that led
well,
to.
Well, and that, but that alone right there tells you how many people those entities have on the hook. You know, the plans, the extent of the plans that they develop and, you know, backup plan after backup plan. How many people do they have lined up for those possibilities?
Well, that was the other thing I was going to tell you. The Evergreen said that beyond what people would believe, a lot of people in government knew about the hit. And what's government? If government includes mafia and CIA, then, you know, mafia people
exactly.
knew. Or people connected to the mafia, like the woman who warned Lady Bird Johnson.